fun to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, yes, we're on again, and it's 11:15. And how are you all doing today? It's another day in this nice warm weather. You know, we hear him talking about it on television. Oh, man, it's going to cool off. Thank goodness. Well, thank goodness it's going to cool off another month for sure. And then we'll be saying, oh, boy, would I like to have some warm weather again. I tell you what, you take what you get and like it. Yeah, try. 11:16 is the time. And how are you all doing today? Give me a buzz if you want to tell me how you're doing. 7403-8399-44. All right. And what else could I ask you today to give you a prize? Today I've had a couple of winners already, and you could be next. You never know. All right. Who was the governor that did the... Let's see, was it the grand opening or the finalization? It could have been both. Of the Waldo Levy. What is the Waldo Levy, you say? No, it's not a bologna sandwich company. The Waldo Levy is the levy you see down at south of Waldo. The big high wall. That's the levy. And hopefully the water never crosses that levy. Although the water does back up far enough. It crosses the road. But that levee was put up there. And so the ultimate thing, or the most drastic thing to happen, would be, you know, the shutting of the dam and the backing up of water clear almost north of Waldo. But the levee area there was dedicated about 1947 or 48. Name the governor that did that. Name the governor associated with the Levy Waldo. Mm-hmm. And if you give me the answer, you can have your ticket to Zumbezi Bay or the Columbus Zoo. And how are you? Okay. 11:18 is the time. What else can you answer today? There used to be another, there was a Norfolk and Southern, Norfolk and Western, the New York Central, the Pennsylvania, the Erie, the Hocking Valley, just to name a few of the railroads that used to crisscross Marion. Yeah, did you know there were that many? Yeah, over the years. Some changed their name, of course, because we ended up now, like, well, I mentioned, didn't mention CSX. Yeah, think of all those railroads. CSX, Hocking Valley, Norfolk and Southern, Norfolk and Western, Pennsylvania, New York Central, Erie. My. Any other railroads you can think of? Well, I tell you what. A good question today would be the tower that still exists where they did all the switching. You know, pulled those great big levers to switch the tracks around. That building had a name, or initials, AC. But what did AC ever stand for? You know, people use those initials for years and years and years. Oh, the AC Tower. But AC Tower, what does AC mean? Yeah, it consisted of two different names. And what were those names? AC, you railroaders, any of you know? the AC tower, and the man that stood there in that tower pulling those great big levers connected to the switching of the tracks. That was a, boy, you talk about important jobs. Whoo, that man had a very important job. He could derail trains without much trouble. 11:20 is the time, and how are you today? Name AC. What did AC stand for? Okay, and let me see what else. Where is there a sign north of Marion telling you where the divide is, where water goes one way and water goes another way? It goes south or it goes north. There is a line north of Marion, and it goes through Bucyrus, goes through Crestline. That's how Crestline got its name, because it was on the crest between north and south. But just north of Marion, where would you find that sign? There is a sign that says water divide. North of Marion. Where is that sign? I'm testing your powers of observation. Where is the sign? And a lot of you, in fact, all of you have passed it at one time or another, but your eyes were straight ahead, like they should be, and not looking at the center of your dash at the screen there, or looking at your smartphone or anything else. Straight ahead. That's why you never saw the sign. It's on the left-hand side, or the west side of the road. Now, where is that? Telling you, you're crossing the water divide. You go north of that, and if you spit at what went to Lake Erie, and if you spit on the other side, it went to the higher river. Okay. Questions. Observation. 11:21's the time. What else do I have? Who ran the 4-minute mile in 1954? Who was the famous man to break the 4-minute mile back in 1954? What was his name? You sports fans, what was the man's name that broke the 4-minute mile? I'll tell you a hard one that I don't even know if the people at the library would know this, unless they look back in their records. Name the lady artist that designed the books on the front of the library up above the entrance. There's a artistic design there, formulated and built by a lady in Marion. Well, she was just outside of Marion, perhaps. What was her last name? Ooh, there's one for you. I bet nobody knows, unless you were living back at that time. She was the daughter of a friend of mine, and a friend of mine had a farm. And that farm is east of where I live. So what was her last name? The designer of the artistic designs in the shape of books above the entrance to the Marion Public Library. See if you can find that one out. Okay. The water divide. Where is the sign designating the water divide? And what else can I ask you that you don't know? The 4-minute mile was made by a man back in 1954. Very noted. Why do you suppose didn't Jim Thorpe? He ran, but maybe he was too heavy to do the mile in 4 minutes. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? A mile doesn't seem like it'd be that long. But this man did it in 4 minutes. And ever since then, people have been trying to beat his record. And I'm sure it can be done quite... Oh, here we go. All right, caller, go ahead.
Is it Roger Bannister?
Yes, it was Roger Bannister. Boy, you're right on the button. Okay, would you like a prize today?
Sure.
Okay, Zoo or Zumbezi Bay?
I'll take... Zumbezi Bay.
Okay, all right. It will be open to Labor Day at least. Okay, what is your name?
Ray Rudd.
Okay, Ray. You know where we're located.
Yep.
Okay, Ray. Good luck. Thank
you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Ray got himself a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Okay. Today is the 21st, or the 22nd, yeah. I might have said the 21st, not the 23rd. Today is the 22nd day of August. Oh, my. Where has August gone? Well, it went to the Bratwurst Festival. Next month, it'll go to the Popcorn Festival. So, what do you think about the upcoming Popcorn Festival? It should be another interesting festival, bringing people to Marion. How many people are going to sell popcorn at the Popcorn Festival? We do have a popcorn company that makes packaged popcorn and flavors. Might have one coming from out of the area. I don't know. But we've got to keep the popcorn business going because that's our name of our festival, the Popcorn. Now, there are a number of other popcorn festivals. I think Indiana has one or two, and you can look them up. But Marion is supposed to be the largest of all of them. But now, in Indiana, they grow a lot of popcorn. Now, here, not so much popcorn. I don't know if any is grown anymore in Marion County, because most of the corn that's grown in Marion County is destined for, animal feed or making the company out west of Marion to make alcohol. All right. And what else is going on here? And what was the name of the guy that won that big chess tournament in Reykjavik? Was it Reykjavik, Iceland? What was his name? Or did I already get that? Maybe somebody already gave me that. Okay, we got Detroit's Ambassador Bridge. Okay. And I didn't ask it, but I'll tell you. Shakespeare, Beware of Ides of March. That was his thing. Okay, and there are two islands in Lake Erie named after a part of a family. That's right. These two islands, the first name of these islands is East and West. What's their last name? East and West, named after a family or part of a family. What is their name? 7403-399-44. Okay, so we've got tickets left, tickets to give away, and we've got space for you to make comments. Have you been downtown? Have you tried parking in that new directional parking area? What's it like backing into that? I would like to know. I'm not going to try it myself, but I wonder from other people if you've tried stopping and backing up into those parking places. Is it easy to pull in, to guide yourself in? You got to look carefully. Maybe you've got a rear-view mirror or rear-view TV in your car and can see where you're going. But what's it like? It certainly is the most odd thing that ever happened in downtown Marion for a while, ever since Streetscape, that is. So that's different, totally different. Now, if you go down the Center Street a little ways, you'll find the lines going a different direction. And so you put them together and you got a herringbone pattern, right? 10:29 is the time, 7403-839-44. It's Thursday morning. Boy, be over in Bucyrus yet to meet with my class of 1952. Yeah, we've been out for a long time, most of us in halfway decent shape. Well, we've lost a few, but most of us are still there. All right. Okay, two islands in Lake Erie named after a member of a family. One is East and one is West. What is there? And you can look this up on Ohio map and get the answer, I think. East and West. What's the last part of their name? Islands in Lake Erie. Yeah, they're not big ones, and I don't know if they're even accessible all the time. East and West Blank Islands. All right. Okay, can you tell me what the difference between a perennial and an annual flower is? What is, well, too late now. We're going to break here. So we'll be back in about a minute and a half. Don't run away. I'll find you. 7403-39944. Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I... Oh.
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again for our final 29 minutes. Okay, East and West Islands in Lake Erie. Name them. They're named after a member of a family. Yeah. 7403-39944. Name those islands. East and West. They both have the same last name. All right, so we've gone through, I'll never find the answer, I'm sure. But it's in the archives at the Marion Public Library, the name of the artist that designed the artwork over the entrance to the Marion Public Library. I remember when it happened, when she was awarded the contract or awarded the job of designing the special entrance, over the entrance, okay? And I think they're made out of copper or brass, the artwork. Okay, what else? I'm looking here to see. that's right, the tower, the AC tower in Marion. It's still there, and the sign is still there. What does AC stand for? Now, people have been talking about the AC Tower for 100 years, since about 1851, maybe, and never have stopped to ask. I did, because of my curiosity. I stopped a railroader once. I said, what on earth does AC mean? And he told me. Now, what is it? Okay. Let me see if I can find some good ones here. Some good questions from out of the past. There was a man in downtown Marion who had a photographic studio. Now, it wasn't Stein, or it wasn't the fellow on Mount Vernon Avenue. This was right downtown, right by the Henry True home. And the building is still there. What was his name? The photographer that was in that little building on the west side of where, about one house in between, of where, what's his name, lived? Who was what was his name? He also repaired radios and took photographs. What was his name? You can give me his last name, that'd be good enough. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yes, AC stands for alternating current.
Oh, it would if it was electric, but that's pretty good. No, that's not the answer I'm looking for, but hey, I appreciate your answer.
Okay.
Okay, what are you doing today for fun? Anything?
Nothing in particular.
Okay. You're not going shopping then, huh?
I might could do that here in just a bit.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're listening to the radio.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, alternating current. Yeah, you know, that could bring up a whole new subject, too. Alternating current was the brainchild not of Thomas Edison. Oh, he didn't like alternating current. That was, what was his name? The man who dealt with alternating current. Quite famous. But Edison was a direct current, DC. You know, there was AC and there was DC. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Tyler, earlier you were talking about the trains going through Marion.
Yes.
And you know what that was named? The B&O and the C&O.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about those.
Yeah, Baltimore and Dust Business.
Yes, boy.
Yep.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah. I think on the photographer, are you looking for Hughes?
No, it wasn't Hughes. No.
But Hughes. All right.
Okay. All right. I remember Hughes Photography, Mr. John Rawl, who retired from there years ago. Yeah, Hughes Photography, that was a very professional outfit. And there was Stein, was that a Marion Stein's? And what was the name of the photographer that had on his garage door painted a frog? He lived across from the Harding home. Bush, that was his name, Bush. Remember that? Yeah, Mr. Bush. He was a lot of fun. Where is Mr. Bush today? Did he leave town? Bush. Yeah, his wife was good, too, at you know, the photography business. Bush. I can't remember his first name. Now, do you remember? Yeah, how many different artists? There's Adam Photography, Stein, oh, gosh, he goes Hughes, and he goes on and on, Bush. And who else? A lot of photographers at one time. And now look what happened. The digital world took over. Goodbye, photographers. Well, remember South Marion? My daughter, Amy, worked there at one time as manager of that studio. And what was its name? I forget now. Oh, here's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Is it the Atlantic Crossing?
Yes, it was Atlantic Crossing. Boy, you're right on the mark. Okay, Atlantic Crossing is true. Okay, would you like a prize today?
Sure.
Okay, what would you like, Zumbezi Bay or the zoo?
I guess maybe the... Can you use the zoo for the water park too, or no?
I don't know. I tell you what. Since I've got enough, why don't I give you a zoo ticket and a Zumbezi Bay? Would that be all right?
That'll be great.
Hey, yes. Okay, and your name?
Paula Sizemore.
Paula Sizemore. Okay, Paula. This was your lucky day.
Okay, great.
Okay, I'll put your name down here. Okay. You know where we're at, don't you?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Fine. Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. Paula Sizemore. Okay, now she gets a bonus today for being so intelligent. And because I've got an extra here, I'll put these together. All right. How about that? Now, that's a one time only. She was good. Okay. I'll put that down here. The zoo and Zumbezi Bay. Okay. All right. How about that? A bonus today. Okay. Today is the 22nd day, yes. The year 19. Oh, my goodness. 2-2. All right. So I'll put those tickets together here. She gets the zoo and Zumbezi Bay. But now that's one of a time. Okay. And I still have tickets to the wilds, incidentally. If you'd like to go on a fall trip to the wilds, I got more zoo tickets and... What else? Zumbezi Bay? Zumbezi Bay, of course, will be closing down on September the 2nd. Okay, that's... these tickets for Zumbezi expire on September 2nd. The tickets for the zoo are good anytime. All right. Okay. Atlantic Crossing. Yes, indeed. Make sure I get these tickets together. Okay, what else can I ask you that I don't know? Maybe you know. Okay. How many of you went to the Bratwurst Festival? I'm sure quite a few of you did, because it was a crowded festival. Wow. Okay, and a good parade. Good three parades. Okay. Next, let me turn the page here and get another question for you. Where have the Olympics been performed, the Winter Olympics? What city in the United States has been home to the Winter Olympics more than once? Name that town. Name that city who is perched right above Mirror Lake. What's the name of that town? It's quite a spiffy, high-class town, incidentally. They have stores from New York City, or did have, years ago. Yeah, they catered to the very well-to-do people. Oh, yes. Okay. 743-399-44. What city in America has hosted the Winter Olympics more than once? And they still, if you go up there, yeah, it would be going up there, they still have everything in place if they were to get the Winter Olympics once again. Boy, you talk about a ski jump. Woo, wow. I've been there. I haven't jumped, of course. 11:41's the time. Okay. And what else? Trying to think here. Something I could ask you that you don't know. Okay. What was the name of the last man to own Grohl's Furniture in Waldo? Name the man who owned Grohl's Furniture in Waldo. Now, I believe he's passed away. Maybe his wife has, too. I went to Alaska with he and his wife way back, quite a long time ago. What was his name? The owner, and I think maybe his daughter owned it later on, of Grohl's Furniture in Waldo. No, it wasn't owned the last by any Grohl. This man, his name, let me see. I was trying to think of something I could pair that up with. But anyhow, maybe you know. The man who owned Grohl's Furniture Store in Waldo. Remember, at the height of their business, they were in every building in Waldo, except the GNR, and the post office, and the barber shop. They occupied everything, the church and all the other buildings, selling furniture. Wow, that was big time. Waldo's an interesting community, believe me. They used to have the Fireman's Festival in Waldo, and I used to be the MC of that. And I used to ride my bicycle to that festival, and I was the announcer, and jokester. I had more fun there. We had water battles, and I usually ended up being able to get in the water battle myself, and that was so much fun, but I don't believe that happens anymore. But that was a great era. 11:43 and a half is the time. 740-383-9944. All right. Well, let me see what I've got here. How many of you could tell me what time was Paul Harvey on the air every day on the Marion radio station, the ABC radio network? What time was Paul Harvey on the air? Yeah, you'd have to be a little older, yeah. Okay. Now there is something new in building bridges with concrete. If you notice, trucks come in with bridge beams already molded out of cement. What is that called? It's a new system that is saving money like gangbusters by pre-building bridge trusses. It saves a lot of work, and the company that makes them is over in Mount Vernon, right along the bike trail. And, it's interesting to see how they build all this these beams. And you'll see them go through Marion. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yes. How you doing?
Yes, fine.
Hey,
yeah.
You know what? I had the answer to the question you just
Scott,
asked.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence
Harding. Hang right there. I'll be right back.
Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, caller, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay,
I'd never leave you, Charlie.
Hey, all right.
What was the question before you asked about the bridge rails?
Oh, about the concrete?
Yeah, before that.
Oh, gee, I don't know. I've asked so many different things I can't remember. Oh, when did when was Paul Harvey on the air?
Oh, 12 o'clock.
Was it 12?
Yeah.
I thought it was 1:15. I used to be the engineer behind that.
every place I've listened to him in the United States, he always comes on at noon.
Okay, well, I tell you what was on at noon here was me and the farm hour. I came on at noon, and I had to get off by 1:15, of course, so Paul Harvey could come on. It might be that I recorded Paul Harvey to play him back at 1:15.
Yeah, okay, well.
Hey, I'll give you a win. I'll give you a win on that anyhow. Would you like a ticket?
To where?
Oh, anywhere. Timbuktu.
Anywhere?
Yeah, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong Buffet?
Yeah, how about the zoo or Zumbezi Bay?
I'll take the Zumbezi Bay.
Okay, let me put this down here.
And they miss you out of Primrose.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I need to be at Primrose in more ways than one.
Yep, they miss Jeff Roos now, too, because he's been everywhere but there.
Yeah, as long as you got food. Jeff follows the food train. Yes.
I'll tell you. Every picture, he's eating something.
Yeah, right. Especially on the internet, on his worldly travels. Wow.
Yes.
When we get him on the air here. Yeah.
I told him, I said, and you're going to get all done, and you're going to have to come back to the blah old Marion, Ohio.
Yep. I'm anxious to find out what he has found as the very best food he ever ate. In what country and what was the food?
He looked happy with all of it.
Yeah. Right. It might be that. All of it, yes.
All of it.
Oh.
Okay, Charlie.
Yeah, okay. Very good. You got your ticket to Zumbezi Bay, yeah.
There you go.
Okay, we'll see ya. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Reverend Lippert. Okay. Now, it's 11:49, and our phone lines are always open. Anybody want to comment about anything under the earth? I would still like to hear some comments about the new striping downtown in front of the county building. How's that going over? Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was the Winter Olympics at Lake Placid,
yes,
New York.
Yes, it was Lake Placid, New York.
And I think Paul Harvey used to be on at 8:30 on some stations.
Really? Oh, okay. I remember I used to hit the button to bring him on the air. Okay, and what would you like for a prize?
Zoo tickets, please.
Zoo, okay. And what is your name?
Jeff.
Jeff, okay. Very good, so, Jeff.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Zoo tickets to Jeff. Okay. That's not these Jeff. That's a different Jeff, apparently. Okay. So, what else? What I'm doing, I'm looking over a lot of questions that I've asked before. And now here's a good one. I don't know if I ever got the answer to this. There is a park in downtown Sandusky. It houses the police department, or it did, and it's right next to a famous restaurant. Oh, here's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie.
Yeah.
The president of Airfoils would have contacted you, but he's working, and just wanted to let you and your audience know the Airfoils open house is this weekend, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., August 24th.
Well, okay, that's out next
that's
to the
out
lake.
On Her Road,
yes.
650 Her Road. It's kind of hard to miss. If you can find the parking lot to the tall grass trail off of Her Road, you'll see the little lane that takes you right to the,
right.
the field for Airfoils.
Okay, you've mowed the grass, I take it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's just going to be so much to do. You've been there before.
Yes.
So is Jeff Ruth. But all kinds of things, fixed wing, rotary wing, quadcopters, warbirds, gas, electric, nitro. And they'll probably have some flight simulators out there. And it's a good time. And lunch, hot dogs, hamburgers, etc. So it's a good, good fun experience for the whole family, and it's really the inexpensive way to learn to fly. It certainly doesn't replace being able to fly an actual airplane, but it's a lot of fun, and it's really more and more affordable these days.
Okay, well that sounds good.
So that's this Saturday, 10 to 4. And that gives you enough time to get back after being out there and get ready for the Ribs and Blues thing going on this weekend, too, I believe.
Is it? Oh.
I believe, yeah. So,
that's another station.
Yep, that's another station.
Yes, okay.
But at any rate, Marin Airfoils, I got Wings and Wheels on my mind. Airfoils open house this Saturday from 10 to 4 p.m.
Okay, 10 to 4.
At the field on Her Road.
Hopefully it won't rain.
Well, our fingers are crossed.
Yes.
You just never know.
Mother
Nature is kind of fickle this time of year.
Yes, that's for sure. Okay.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Okay, the Marion Airfoils. Okay, yeah, that's right next to the big lake there on Her Road. Can't miss it. You'll find people on kayaks and fishing poles and things like that. Yeah, okay. Now, let's see, it's 11:53. Boy, time is going, isn't it? Wow, what else? The other day I asked what was the family that sewed together that big flag that the Star-Spangled Banner was part of, you know, the big Old Glory flag? Yeah, that was the Pickersgill family. What a name, Pickersgill. Anyone listening out there know any Pickersgills? Yes, good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, Charlie, you were talking about the concrete coming to.
Yes.
That's called prefab. Prefab is manufactured before they left the plant.
Yeah, and pre-stressed.
Yeah.
Pre-stressed, yeah. Okay. Thanks, Bob. Right. Yeah, they call it pre-stressed because already it's a special process. They build these beams. They don't, you know, they've got the reinforcement in there, and they're pre-stressed, whatever term that means, and it saves time in building bridges. Believe me, I've seen so many of those beams go through Clarendon, made by the pre-stressed concrete company in Mount Vernon. I often wonder how they get those long trucks with those beams out of Mount Vernon. Oh, my goodness. Okay. And let's see. The airfoils on Saturday. That sounds good. Occasionally there will be a rain, but they'll be flying, you know. And another thing I want you to notice, some of the news pictures you see, they will list by a drone, you know, that this picture was made by a drone or a quadcopter, whatever you like to call it. And I saw a picture of, what was it? I think that the Amish flea market that burned, I think there was a quadcopter took pictures there. And they're all over. You'll see more and more. And here's the thing. A lot of people never heard of a quadcopter until the day that Terry Klein flew one into my Lady Justice on the courthouse. And since that very same time, it's been all over the world. And after he flew that quadcopter into Lady Justice, it was that story was in the London Times newspaper in London. That's how new these things were then. Now it's common, you know. They're everywhere. But that started the whole thing right there. 11:56. Okay. 11:56. Pre-stressed concrete. That's a big thing. And it's making the future less costly and safer, I think. Okay. And, oh, yes, I never did find the name of the owner of Girl's Furniture Store in Waldo. Yeah. The Girl's Furniture Store in Waldo was owned by a man whose name was not Grohl. And who was it? 7403839944. I got a story I could tell with about just about everybody I've ever known. And this man and his wife were with me walking down a sidewalk in Skagway, Alaska. And we were both kind of hungry, he and his wife and me. And so they stepped up to this place and ordered a salmon, what was it called? I can't remember quite the name of it. It sounded good to me, though. And so they ordered theirs. And since I was behind them, I said, I'll take the same thing you just served these people ahead of me. And what'd they do? I had to pay for two of them because the people ahead of me had two of them. And there I am. That's my life story. 11:57 and a half. 7403-39944. If you'd like to call and pass along anything, Lake Placid, New York. Oh, that is a beautiful place. And it's full of mountains. And like I say, their downtown has some New York City stores. Caller, go ahead.
Was that Riley's name on Gold and Waldo?
What was the name you gave me?
Riley?
No, it wasn't. No. I tell you,
all right.
The name
Thank
was...
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I'll tell you the name. The name, Bob Dorf. D-O-R-F. Bob Dorf was the owner of Gold's Furniture. And I think maybe later on that passed down to his daughter. I'm not sure. But, yeah, that was a golden era in Waldo. The golden era of furniture. My goodness. All those stores. Even the church. Full of furniture. I often thought, though, since Waldo is on Route 23, right next to it, why wouldn't some kind of business really thrive? Well, yeah, the thriving business is the G&R Tavern in Waldo. And bologna sandwiches. Yeah, why aren't there more businesses there? Well, there is a service station, and there's an ice cream store, and maybe one other restaurant. If anybody'd like to call and tell me anything more about Waldo, I would welcome your call. But you would have to do it soon, because in 45 seconds, I'm done for the day. Okay. So, today we had winter... Jeff, Reverend Lippert, Paula Sizemore, Ray Run, and Harry Klein and Ryan. Boy, a lot of winners there. Yes, okay. So our last winner was Jeff, who wanted a zoo ticket. Okay, so that's going to do it. Hope you all have a good day today, and well, keep dry if it's raining. But it's warm. Oh, boy, and the rain makes things grow. Your grass, have you looked out your door or your window? It's growing. You better get out on your mower. Oh, boy. Okay, have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, two times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the most kind, kind is the word I think of when I think of this woman, people that I have ever talked to. And I can tell you, I won't name names, but there are people who have been in Hollywood and had a great career who are not as kind as you might think they are. This woman exceeds the kindness that you might think she would be. She has the greatest laugh in the world, and she was the voice of one of the greatest villains in Disney history, Ursula from The Little Mermaid. And along the way, she did a lot of great game shows and television series, and worked with people like Jimmy Durante, Gloria Swanson,